Good afternoon, everybody. It's Tuesday, May 28th, 2019, 2 o'clock p.m. for the legal counsel update in the Board of County Commissioner conference room. We have all three commissioners present, and our legal staff is here. First on the agenda is for the weekly business session on June 5th, which is not tomorrow, but a week from. Draft order number 2019-039 in the matter of authorization of lease agreement with USCOC of Oregon RSA number 5 for lease of county property at the Fairgrounds cell tower.
This is the same property that we've talked about before, the same lease that we've talked about before. US Cellular has finally signed it, sent it. We would recommend moving it forward for Board of Commissioners' signature on next Wednesday.
Any questions or comments or concerns?
Oh, there it is. Per month, I was going to ask the revenue. I think I just found it.
You did.
1168 per month. All right.
So they met everything, all of our changes and everything. Everybody fine? We're okay with it?
I think so.
Okay.
And how long is it?
It is 5 years with 5 renewal options, I want to say, off the top of my head. But what this lease has that the last lease didn't have, this one replaces another lease that did not have an out clause. This one actually has an out that we can get out after the second term, so 10 years from now. We would potentially be able to have an out.
Do they co-locate with anybody else?
Is Verizon is out there as well.
Oh, okay.
Verizon has another, we have a ground lease with them, and then they have antennas on this particular tower.
Cool.
And we get money off of that, too.
And we just renewed that last year? Or was it the year before?
No, I think you're thinking of this lease that we...
Is it this one?
We've been working on for that long.
Okay. Back and forth a little bit.
Got it. Yes, we've had to negotiate a little bit, so... Wow. If you're not saying wait, then I say let's go, because you guys have been the ones saying wait. And so if they finally earned your trust, I think that's a good move.
I think we're going to launch on this one. Let's get to Wendy.
No, I'll bring in later.
Thank you.
She has a copy of it.
Really nice job keeping it short, too.
All right, item number 2 is also for the weekly business session for June 5th, a public hearing and draft order number 2019-040 in the matter of transfer of jurisdiction over a portion of Allen Creek Road, a county road located within the urban growth boundary of Grants Pass, Oregon, to the city of Grants Pass.
And the title almost says it all. Of course, there was a discussion that proceeded on the race, and now it's coming to fruition. The notices have gone out, announcing that the hearing will be on June 5th, and Rob is...
Don't have a lot to add, yeah. I'll make a point of being there. And
I have an issue. I'm getting page numbers that's not in my packet, so hold on just a second.
Then I mind under item 2.
Oh, I left that part blank. So now, are you going to be there?
What is today's date?
I'm happy to.
Okay.
Okay, there's not a legal packet.
On the 5th, no, I didn't see that in my computer. I've got it right here. I mean, I've got a hard copy.
Wendy, do you guys have anything?
Yeah, I'll put it in there in a second.
Thank you. Now I know why I can't follow. I'm looking at last week's.
There we go. We diagnosed it early.
Well, I left this blank. They'll go to the same people.
Oh.
There, so. If the board would like him.
June 5th, happy birthday to me.
Oh, no.
Is that your birthday?
Wow. 49 again?
Actually, I am.
Is that an evening meeting?
Not again.
The first time.
The first 49.
Is that an evening meeting? That'd be even better.
Yeah, right?
More better.
Well, we should put it off till the... No.
Yeah, Wolf Creek one. Make Wolf him come one. Up there.
There you go. You probably didn't push back.
Too late on that one, though.
No, it's good that it's going to be a meeting where people can take part.
Yes. So, Rob's put up the notices, or has seen that.
Got him out of the way, yep.
Cool. City's happy? With the language and the...
As far as I've heard, yeah.
No feedback?
Yeah, it's kind of a necessary
news
next step.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have... So, we're going to be at the ambassador.
The notice?
This, right?
Any of it.
This is Josephine County Courthouse. On my deal, posted.
Just for the hearings, the notices are
posted. Oh, the notices.
Okay.
Not the location.
Are you looking at the...
All right, okay, thank you.
It's an outline. just for.
Super.
So the chair could have.
I'll make a note to send that to the city. Okay. They're aware.
So this one just goes forward?
And Basker out twerking. Let's hear it.
I'd say so.
I don't have any comment.
I think it should. Okay. Sounds fine to me.
We'll let it go. Yeah, the proposed order has the $120,000 in there, so that'll be the end of the deal.
Excellent.
You did change it. You had requested that we not give them a time limit to accept it. Because, yeah, once the order gets signed by you, folks in the house go to the city, they have to accept it. Accept the road.
And it'd be on their own timeline then.
Yes, that part came out.
Yeah.
It's just whatever.
Okay. Well, we're not on the hook for any more than the $120,000.
Yeah.
Which we're not.
This one also, I don't think, I'm not sure, but I don't think that the document itself can end the agreement, but it does say that it's going to end, so that needs to be changed.
Well, yeah, it says we'll terminate by mutual consent.
Yeah, but we haven't, I guess we should probably do a document.
Sure, we should do a document. Yes.
Yeah,
we can.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, well,
sounds good.
Make sure it's all lined up.
Okay.
We'll be formally
try to do as much paperwork.
Consider it next week.
Okay. When in doubt, do a little more.
Timber-based economy.
Make sure to intentionally clear the schedules because that's going to be an all-day sucker. We'll just people sit through the whole meeting. I don't know how many people are going to show up for this thing.
It's possible.
I have no idea.
It's possible.
Could be two. Could be 32. Yeah.
Have you heard anything?
You never know.
We have not had. We have two calls in the last month that came through to me. Just kind of more a matter of what's going on, what's the next step. Didn't really say one way or another what they're doing. Okay.
Yay. All right, so you guys are good to move forward?
Yes.
Okay.
Easy.
Item number three is AMR request for ambulance rate increase. Was Mike coming or are we doing this on our own?
I think it sounded like he was going to be tied up in another meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but I think we can do it on our own.
Yeah, I mean, it's a standard request. This is actually the first one I've seen since I've been in office. So it's not only did they not ask for one in 18, I don't think they did in 17 either. If they did, I don't remember.
Okay. Well, do they have the same window of profit like a
utility?
Solid hauler? No. This is a contract?
Yeah. I mean, they're supposed to.
The contract is.
Yeah, we provided the relevant page.
Right.
It's right there. The highlighted.
In that, and without having it in front of me, I probably shouldn't dare paraphrase, but.
No.
But we did find, there's one section that apparently they did provide, but we don't have a copy of it yet. We can provide it to you as soon as we get it from Public Health.
A financial statement?
Well, it's like their backup as to why they need the rate increase.
Right. Okay.
They don't get a CPI or whatever it is every year. They don't get just.
They have the ability to.
But they haven't exercised that ability?
They just didn't last year, apparently. They have in the past, yes.
Why don't they? Because the CPI wouldn't have been a 3%, I think, is more than CPI, right?
It's not as, no. It's a rate. It's
But over.
The section of the contract is
they
what
can recover
it.
Their expenses. There's a language to the effect of reasonable operating expenses.
Okay.
And this is what they're presenting to the board is their requirements for to cover their operating expenses. The board can make inquiry, but we don't read a veto authority, if you will, within the contract.
Okay. And this is part of our franchise agreement with AMR?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the contract that we're looking to extend.
Extend.
And to be clear, it says the contractor may raise its rates. By a percentage necessary to maintain reasonable earnings. It doesn't say that we can't, or that we
have to.
No, it doesn't say that we are the ones that
giving permission to do that.
Correct.
They
may
do
it,
they
and
can
that's
do
what
it,
the rate is.
They're
is
just
how
this
I'm
is more
this.
Informational right. than requesting.
But it's a good way of keeping a partnership.
Right, communicating the changes
From the AMR's perspective.
I don't know if this is a proper question or not, but how did this thing work out with Mercy Flights?
How did the lawsuit?
Yeah.
Wind up, okay, we did get final.
Does that affect this or does it affect Mercy Flights?
Yes, it affects Mercy Flights in all three counties, at least in which it operates. And so they're not pursuant to the court order, they're not
they're not contracting.
The
yeah,
they're not contracting or some kind of regulation.
Yep, they're so outside because they're contracts in Medford.
No, because they're error, and it says error. National error. Well, they never touched the ground.
Well, isn't that the question, and so
that got answered.
It did.
Yeah. Yeah. So you must have been on TV because we got this answer.
I think the question I have is because are we out of the picture now liability wise? Because our franchise agreement is with AMR, correct?
Well, not touching on liability, but yes, the franchise.
But I mean, can AMR say, well, you didn't honor our agreement?
We did. We sued on their behalf.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a big part of the discussion that led into the.
Okay, I just didn't want AMR to come back and say, well, you know.
Yeah, we're court ordered to let him work here.
The piece I still wonder about.
That's what I mean.
Is
court order trumps up.
Them transferring to Medford Hospital.
I know.
From our hospital. It has nothing to do with air.
Yeah, well.
The judge signed differently.
Yeah, the judge signed. That's
unfortunate.
That's where we're at.
Okay, so we just.
But that's.
We're not at risk.
They said the error is the only thing that the county doesn't, that trumps the county.
Yes.
Land to land.
Yes.
Is not error. And it's not got a plane on the other side.
So the judge sees the ground operation as was presented to the court as being integral to the error operation. Yep. So it's
and when
company.
We have a transfer from a hospital to a hospital that no transport by plane is on either end of it, how is that linked? That's in our franchise fee.
I don't know either.
But the judge does.
It was such a close question that the court.
A question for the court, I would say. I just wanted to make sure.
Did they answer that question? Yeah. When it's hospital to hospital transfer with no.
Now, Mercy Flight.
Because that was the part two that we were looking at, is that AMR is being bypassed from transport.
With no air, Mercy Flight presented that they didn't have any of those scenarios when air was not involved.
Which we know is not the case.
Well,
we just know
they presented to the court.
And the judge believed him on that, so that's it. I was just wondering if there was any repercussions from AMR to us.
No.
Over the franchise. Okay, as long as the judges, that's the clincher, that's fine.
AMR is now,
I guess we get back to this.
Yeah, they're the largest air, since the lawsuit got filed, they became the largest air transport provider in America. Yeah, so they went.
AMR did?
Yes. So they went a little cooler on the lawsuit than when things launched.
And you know, when the elephant's standing on your chest, I don't care who's on the side of that thing, I'm going. Mm. I don't care who's, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, and that was the county's interest, was in just ensuring that the top tier of service available be provided to the customers.
Yeah, I think that's our mandate, is to make sure we provide the very best that's available.
Yep. The best, available, the fastest, and most reliable. Yes.
Okay, so they're asking for 3%, which adds up a little bit. But.
And we are going to get the report on why.
Michael Weber confirmed that they have a copy of that.
Yeah, I think I would like to see that.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Pending what their reasoning is, I'm okay with it.
Sure.
Then especially if they didn't do anything last year.
All right.
Fuel has gone up that much.
Yeah.
Well, that's just from taxes. Sorry. okay, item number four is additional subject matters from commissioners. All right, before we go on, I'm sorry. So move the AMR rate forward, then if we change our mind, we can get it after we get the details, or wait?
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
So what we're doing right now is putting together an order and that other contract. This was more or less just to
information,
and so it'll be taken care of at the same time, was what we were thinking. When the order that assigns them the two ASAs, and at the same time the extension of that contract.
Okay.
It's done in the order. And you'll also see in the order the waiver of mileage on certain kinds of ambulance that Mike Weber brought to you a couple of months ago. It'll be in that order as well.
Okay, will this rate, schedule be in the order?
I haven't really discussed that part with Wally as far as whether we need to put that in the extension of the contract, because mm-hmm. that is part of the contract. So it may be. We'll have
if
that
you
for you
if
next
you
week.
Don't put that in the contract, they're at liberty to do anything they want, aren't they?
Aren't
you
they still?
Put these numbers
currently,
in there?
It's, currently it's in the contract.
These numbers are in the contract. Yeah.
In the on the next page, that's the current contract. It's a page from the current contract. See, it's up at the top.
Up at the top. Pages stuck together. Okay.
So we may need to amend it. I just hadn't had a chance to talk to Wally about that because we just got that last week.
Well, I'm seeing different numbers
that's
on
the 14,
second page
right,
than I'm
on page
first.
Two.
That yeah, that's the contract. That is a page from.
But and they're already above that, at 12:47:57. So they've already moved somewhat,
yes,
like we said,
have.
Right?
Have. Probably 2 years ago.
Yeah. That's not.
I guess yeah, that's the, that brings up a very good
never
question.
Amended it just for that.
Because 3% of 12:11 is different than 3% of 12:47.
Yeah, and but they must have already moved it in 15 or 16 or 17 or all
yes.
three,
maybe.
Yeah.
I think they did.
And so, this is just a copy of the old contract. Those numbers aren't as relevant anymore.
Right, that was in
all
right. 20...
Right.
Right. 14.
Effective 14.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm a little slow today.
We both got there. All right.
That's good?
Good.
All right, item number four is additional subject matters from commissioners under ORS 1926401.
Oh, we had a good talk this morning on KJO. Brandis and Larry Graves there, so got that all done.
Thank
very informative. Had a couple of questions from the listening audience, so somebody out there in Radio Land was listening.
Good deal. Well, it sounded pretty good. I listened to the first half. I wasn't there for the second, but anything else from you?
Nope.
Yeah, I got some letter from the local workforce development boards group with the subject of local board certification, and it's just something we have to do every now and then is revalidate what they're doing. So if you'd like to look at it, I already signed it and sent it back to them. It's kind of a formality with their service.
Is this the Road
Workforce? Mm-hmm. Yep. And they waited till the last minute, of course. They wanted it last Friday.
Who's they?
Jim.
I mean, they were the last minute to get it to you?
Yes. And Tistosser over in Medford.
Which makes me wonder if we should have waited to sign it and send it in.
I waited till Monday, but...
I mean, but is there any process for us to give feedback on how things are going locally, or was that it?
I think there was an open public meeting that nobody went to give input, but...
To the Higher Education Coordinating Commission or to Road Workforce?
To Road Workforce.
Because they're not going to report on any public information that they received on how they're doing.
It's an interesting group. I'm glad to be liaison and chair of some part of it.
Commissioner,
yes.
If you're a little bit of a loss,
yeah,
you're following many, many footsteps.
Yeah, I think that
this is a
Youth
tough
Pathways
to
program is going to lap them.
Workforce
as far
is
as getting workforce
problem.
Development. And I was already talking to him a little bit about it, and they kind of, what's happening? And well, maybe I ought to get you two together and see if you can ruin Gene. I take that back.
I think there is a lot of question of how much money is spent in administration in that agency without, where's the deliverables?
Yeah.
Well, they have a few events a year in their building. It's only been 14, 15 years.
Yeah.
So you think you'd be solid on a couple events by then.
Events isn't what they're supposed to be doing.
I know.
Okay.
I'm trying to get in and see what I can do to improve it.
He's
all I'm going for it. I'm going to the meetings.
I'm gonna try. Wish me luck.
Thanks for going.
Sure.
On that happy note, anything else?
I don't think, well, yesterday I met with Representative Greg Walden for coffee and had a good conversation about what's going on with forest and fire management, of course. You know, I'm of the mind of why can't we have more hiking and horse trails and then turn them into fire roads when we need them? If you're going to try and shut them all the way down, I'm not game. Mm-hmm. But we also talked about the future fight that the Republican Party has. And my feelings on that are that if the Republicans are able to come up with a fix for health care in some form or fashion, even if they're only holding it and promising, that it'd be better than nothing. Because the economy's not going to be enough all by itself, necessarily. And we are just going to argue about everything else between the two parties, immigration and housing and you name it. So I think that's the winning issue coming up. And then he asked for my magic fix, and I said, oh, well, you have to let it go across state lines and have bigger pools and have pre-existing conditions. But certainly it's not working, because we talk about my family. 2008, $475 for me and my wife with a $1,000 deductible. And now we're at $1,475 a month with a $3,000 deductible for less coverage. It's like, really? Mm-hmm. And I told them about my direct care provider, because we do that.
But your $1,400 a month is now covering more people.
Yeah.
See, back then you were just you and Judy and your kids. And now you're covering you and Judy and a whole stack of people out there that you don't even know their names.
Which makes it so that I cannot cover my employee, which is exactly. Very irritating. Because we only have one. And so, anyway, that's where that conversation went. And he came down and did the Eagle Point thing and stayed around for Boatnik a little bit. And
had I saw him down there. I said hi.
Meeting this morning. And yeah, I thought that was cool that he got to stop down. But he's not going home this time. It's only a week. So he's driving around, and then he's flying back. So, best of luck.
He got to sit with the Iwo Jima survivor.
Oh, really?
From the parade.
Wow.
So they had a chance to have a talk, and that was pretty cool. So
I saw the Supreme Court Justice in the parade.
Yeah, she was so happy.
She was having a great time. She
visited with her before the parade. She was just stoked about the community involvement in Josephine County. She went, my gosh. What is this?
Yeah,
you know,
what is
going
on?
If you want pictures with everybody, I said, let me go show you that caveman cage. So we went over the caveman.
Did you?
And she was, what is this? You know, we went through the history of the caveman and so on and so forth. She was really, really pumped. She says, I just can't believe that this community, look at this thing. She's just nuts. She was very, 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 very happy and so appreciative that she was asked to be the parade grand marshal. They had a really nice convertible for her to ride in, and
that was cool.
She's quick, Don, get a picture.
Oh, great! Yeah, oh, I didn't notice that. Yeah. That's great. She just said Judge Bain drove.
Oh, yeah, well, good.
Part. I didn't see that part. That's good.
I ran up before it started, and or as it was started, and thanked her and said, thanked Judge Bain for taking part. She was just thrilled, and
she's beaming.
Made sure to call her out when she went by. So you know,
her husband was taking pictures of everything and. Anything and everything, and it was cool. Then
only thing is, you didn't have to point out all my clients because I wasn't there to.
I didn't make it that far. The guys couldn't.
How far did you make it? I wouldn't.
But to the Wells Fargo bank parking lot.
Okay.
That oh, that's right. You
I
got.
I couldn't get pushed any farther. They weren't going to play along. I can't believe it. Two manpower. But no, she was very. One of the things that before the thing, she said, "Well, am I going to miss the whole parade?" And the president of the Active Club was there, and I said, you need to arrange this. She gets down there, you bring her back up to Ground Zero across from the post office, so she can hear the narrative for the whole parade and get her a VIP seat, and then so they took care of all that.
Yeah. That's cool.
And then he also, she wanted to know
about the drag boat. She was really interested in drag boats for some reason. The stuff that you wouldn't really
she has a need for
have
speed,
expected.
Huh?
Yeah, no, she was just getting it behind him. She's, well, what's this and what's that?
That's great.
Really, really into it. And she was just, couldn't believe it. She says, I just can't believe your sense of community here. So that's going to go back up and resonate up north. That, you know what? You know, we're not getting kicked around down here anymore. We're just having too much fun.
So on that note, Senator Wyden was here today.
Right.
He was at the coast on Sunday, yesterday, Central Point, Eagle Point as well, and then today, Town Hall at Grants Pass High School. He then went to Dutch Bros and met with staff there, and then we were at 1 o'clock down at the Grants Pass Pharmacy. And so that was kind of good
you
to get
a phosphate?
I did have a phosphate.
Did he have a phosphate?
No, he got a...
iced tea?
No. Coke?
Milk?
No. Instead of root beer float, it was a Coke float.
Okay.
And he got a Coke float. And but he sat there and enjoyed it. And the owner of Grants Pass Pharmacy, it's been a family-owned business for her. Her family's owned it since 73. But they are dealing with the third-party middleman that is getting profits off of all the prescriptions. And it's causing a lot of the independent, smaller-owned pharmacies out of business. And so she was able to show by numbers and charts and all this.
Nice.
And she's in a national pharmacy association, and she's in a position of leadership, the incoming president of that association or something. And their association head flew from D.C. here. So when Senator just saw her, he's like, you're from D.C. And yes, I've never been to Oregon, so I came out to meet you here.
Oh, wow.
But it was...
Nice turn.
It was actually... I got to talk to them about the BLM stuff and wildlife images. His recreation extension of the Wild and Scenic right now has a very specific clause in there that roads are to be maintained.
Ooh.
And not being decommissioned. So they're trying to protect road access for fires.
Well, they say not be decommissioned. They've already decommissioned everything.
Well,
what they
no more.
That wasn't the words he used. He said road access for fires. So... It was, I don't know, it was very interesting, but, you know, it's just kind of one of those things, I think your point on with the healthcare stuff, it's just shocking to me. I get a prescription that I used to be able to get 3 months at a time, and all of a sudden the pharmacy starts dispensing it. I take a vitamin D pill once a week, and it's 44 cents a month. But if I want 3 months at a time, it's $19.88 for some reason. Oh. But if I get it 1 month at a time, it's 44 cents.
God.
And it's like how many other price... You know,
yeah, little games are you playing?
I have a copay. Yeah. I have a copay on prescriptions. Most of them are 3 months, so the copay is $8.
Mm-hmm.
But I have one that they only send me 1 month at a time, and it's $8 every time. So it's $24 copay rather than. I said, why don't you make it 3 months? No, and that one particular pill, they won't do it. I said, Bayer's a Bayer, man.
But that was the funny thing about mine. Why is it 44 cents for 1 month, and yet 3 months is 19, yet if I got it 1 month at a time, it's always 44.
Bigger pill?
And they said the insulin, for some folks, they're getting on a $20 copay, and then all of a sudden they hit a category, they called it the donut hole, and it's $683 a month for their portion. And how many families can afford that out of pocket?
Well, I think this needs to be going on what Commissioner Fowler said. That whole healthcare thing needs to come under a microscope.
Oh, yeah.
And that includes pharma, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all part of your health care,
yeah.
Is what you take for prescriptions and what you need for medication that your doctor tells you to do. Guess what? It's all into one big deal. It's the subject at almost every dinner table anymore. So now it needs something has to be done. And if they don't do something about it, they'll lose.
Right.
Somebody else will.
I appreciate that we had our Chief Justice, our... Congressman, our senator here this weekend.
That's encouraging.
I invited the senator. He's coming back later in July. I said, you know, let's show you a little bit more. His staff want to go out and tour wildlife images. They want to do some other stuff. It's like opportunities to have more conversations and show how common sense can be brought at the local level. I know.
Wait a minute.
I know.
There's the CS word.
All right, well, we should move into executive session. We do have the budget committee at 4.
Okay. I had a better shot at making it today.
within the 5 minutes before.
Though I have to admit, I have some zingers for you today. I'm so excited for. The weekend was quite productive in getting more information on some of our topics. So,
but on budget, or just generally, okay.
No, by hey, Michael. District.
Oh, okay. Yep.
All right. Okay. So, Josephine County Commissioners will now meet in executive session for the following agenda items. Item 5A is confidential memo regarding authority and liability of county for fire regulations, rural fire protection district formation, ORS 192-6602F. And item 5B, report and recommendation regarding offer to purchase county property not sold at auction, ORS 192-6602E. And item 5C is land use enforcement, 600 Tinaway, ORS 192-6602E. Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:31.
Excellent.
Yeah. And
we're back in general session at 3:43 p.m. Regarding 5A, we talked about options with the rural fire protection district information.
Am I going to communicate with the city?
Yeah, Wally, could you communicate with the city what our recommendations are?
I shall.
And then
with a smile, please.
And then under 5B, I would entertain a motion to accept the offered price for the Paradise Ranch Loop Road, and the minimum bid at amount was $18,000.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries to accept the bid. And then, do we need a motion on the C1 as well?
Or just continue negotiations. We haven't seen it yet. Right?
Yeah, so we thought of some negotiations. So just direction for staff to continue towards negotiations in the outcome.
Yes.
All right, so item 6, additional subject matters for commissioners. Is the executive session on Thursday one that can be taken part by phone, or does it need to be in person?
It can be easily by phone. The general counsel for the American Forest Resource Council, Lawson Fite, will be here. He's kind of passing through, and so this is an opportunity for us to get a straight from the front lines, if you will, update on the most recent developments of the federal timber lawsuits, and also to participate, you know, directly in planning and strategizing going forward.
Oh, wow. I will try to be there.
That's a big one.
Yeah. I noticed there's also an executive session set for Friday. Fortunately, that's been a longstanding date. I'm hosting our governor's subcommittee on suppression.
And Friday is drug court, I think.
Graduation in the afternoon. Well, executive session's in the morning, but drug court, but I'm going to be in the fire council till 3.
Well, I don't know if we can clarify that. The executive, who said that?
I don't
recommend we do that. I can cancel.
Okay.
It's best for the county not to. We've got that kind of.
It's already rolling.
Yeah.
No more chewing.
No.
For a while.
There's also a sorority strategic plan interviews. I don't know what that is. Do we all need to be at that sorority thing Friday morning at 8 a.m.?
No, I had already told them that you weren't going to be there. So.
Oh, okay. It's just on my calendar still. So as far as the admin one, I'm a little concerned about where we're going with the bed and breakfast. What are the other ones called?
Airbnb.
Thank you. So what I've learned is that when the subjects first started coming up to us commissioners, we were looking at solutions. We started the public works route, different stuff. But for whatever reason, it did not hit the radar of public health until just, last month?
Yes.
And I was on a different meeting when you guys met with Wally and about the Airbnb thing. But since then, community development has taken up a kind of a process. And public health separately has come up, you know, reached out to the state about what's required there. But it's coming to us on Thursday, and I don't see that those two have communicated. Because
yeah, it's not ripe yet.
I don't think it is.
Yeah.
But it might be worth getting a conversation, but their recommendation is just to ban it. I don't know that's what we want to do.
Ban?
Correct.
Airbnb?
That's what community development's going to make a recommendation.
Well, that should be easy to enforce. Let's do that.
Yeah. We have no ability to do that. I don't recommend it. I don't think that's what we want to do at all. And it's not in communication. Public Health was ready to put out a press release, and we said, wait, because community development hasn't determined what their process is. And they were supposed to email back and forth. It hasn't got there. So I'm a little worried that
yeah,
I see it on an ad.
Yeah, we shouldn't be inventing the wheel. People are ahead of us. Portland's ahead of us on this.
Yeah.
And
so
be that hard.
Their response is going to be that our current code says they're not allowed. Where?
Wow. Of course, they weren't even invented when the code was written.
There wasn't such a thing when it was.
Yeah,
I think we need. I think we need more conversation on this.
I would agree.
I don't
so,
think we're ready for
so
this.
So based
yet,
on what I saw, the agenda
not
coming
right?
out.
Not right.
So, but that's on Thursday's agenda under community development. Discuss Airbnb and vacation rental by owner. So you might want to reach out to Mark.
We'll see him over there. Yeah, I will.
Okay.
I can ask. Do you want me to ask where he's at, or just tell him it ain't gonna happen?
I would say that he, before he brings anything on an admin, he needs to run through you first. But the fact that I think they're missing a very key piece of something here, and especially if they haven't run it by you guys, that's in disagreements. He's basically saying it counts as a bed and breakfast or something else like that. Yeah, so anyhow, either way, I'm worried that it shouldn't be on Thursday yet.
Okay, so let's pull it off there. So there's two commissioners standing.
Yep, I agree.
So,
standing commissioner.
Otherwise, there's nothing on that one that I need to be a part of. On so, am I okay to do the fire meeting on Thursday? All right,
yep.
Thank you.
Way to work your way into that one. Good job.
All right.
Do they know?
They're doing files. They're going to set a fire.
Okay. I don't believe in that.
No, they're actually going to set a fire and show the fire response. It's kind of one to be at. If anybody wants to do it over in Medford at BLM. So, okay. With that, we're adjourned 3:49.